Oprah. Can you hear me? Oprah versus Donald 2020 and beyond is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Barbaro and is a production of EI Alliance, copyright 2021. Hey, here we are, Julie and Susan here back, moving you through the energy because it's fun. And, you know, it's funny, I was just saying to you, you know, what do you think about numbing out? And you're like, huh?
I don't know what that is.
And when you go numb, like last night I was sleeping and I guess like when I woke up or like my arm was numb and stuff. And like when it goes numb and there's no sensation, no feeling, no vibration, no awareness, no. And you kind of like, you're almost like rubbery arms. Yeah. I mean, everybody's had that kind of experience. And so if you project that through your whole body and you just go numb, you just kind of like go as a robot and you just go through living your life as like a robot. Like I get up, I go, I get my Dunkin' Donuts coffee, I go to work, I do the thing. You're not doing anything bad. And I don't know if you're doing anything good, but you're not doing anything bad, but you're just going through the motions. It's like when you're memorizing stuff and you're not really learning material. And so the numb part is, I was saying, you know, you can, I mean, nowadays it's easy to numb out with pot. It's easy to numb out with alcohol. It's easy to numb out with binge watching. I mean, to numb out with food. And what are you really numbing out from? Are you numbing out from what could be?
So it's funny because I did start this podcast saying, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. It was an unfamiliar term. And yet when you're describing it, I'm thinking, huh, that's interesting. Because one could say you're numbing out and getting and leaving. Or one can say you're leaving the outside and you're going in. I mean, because wouldn't that be what happens, is that you just go within, you're within yourself. I think I smell pot.
Wow, you've been smelling that like all day, and we're not doing anything.
So no, we're not. But you
I'm actually driving, and you know, the funny thing about numbing is I think you don't really realize the things that can numb you out. Like sometimes I'll sit down, my husband's watching sports, and he'll be like, "Oh, did you see that shot?" And I'm just staring at the screen. I might be eating something, staring at the screen, and I wasn't even paying attention. I just numbed out because there's this, my whole, you know, consciousness went numb. And, you know, I think there's a difference between, you know, meditating and going to a space and going within, for lack of a better way to, you know, meditating is a verb, to use a verb, going within. Yet, you know, there's a lot of, and we talked about a lot of conditioning, programming, blah, 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 broadcasting going on through whatever is scripted and whatever is, you're being kind of force fed. Unless it's, you know, can you numb out when you're outside active playing sports? I don't think so. You have to maintain a focus.
No, see, I could see that you would numb out because you're so hyper-focused that everything else is, you're numb to everything else.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm just saying, you say it, that's what I hear. Like,
but if it's
wait a second. That's
see, I don't think that's the way it's used. It should be used that way.
And I don't make that statement because everybody's doing things the way they do it. And so maybe, you know, but it's funny.
I think a lack of consciousness, a lack of awareness, a lack of participation.
So you played tennis, I played basketball. When I was playing basketball, or whenever I'm doing anything, that's all I'm doing.
Right.
I'm not doing
That's different. Because when you're watching
TV.
Why
is that different?
Because when you're, so let's take television, for example. When you're watching TV, you're passively watching. You're not participating. You're not standing up and acting along.
No, but you don't know. Like, sometimes I watch TV and I go like, oh my God, like I get something from it. And you could say that's passive.
But you said sometimes I watch TV and
I get something from it.
I mean, when you're watching or you're, you know, playing, you know, or you're doing stuff, you know, religiously, that's a funny word to throw in there. You know, there is the capacity to just, and sometimes, you know, what's the tradition? The tradition, you know, in the old times has been, you know, I had a really bad day at work, and let's go out drinking Friday night.
So when you numb out the way that you're talking about it, where do you go?
So you're asking me personally.
Well, because
I utilize it differently and in moderation. If I'm like, you know, flying high with something, or I'm moving through something creatively that I'm working with or something, sometimes I'll say, oh, maybe I'll have a glass of wine, or maybe I'll do this, or maybe I'll do that, and it gives a different expression to it.
So
it rides with it.
Wait a minute. No, I'm going to interrupt and tell you no. So you tell me that when Frank's watching the sports, you're watching the TV, and he's like, oh, did you see that? And you're just blindly watching the
sometimes.
TV. In those situations, that's numbing out. Where do you go? That, and therein is the reason why I made the statement that I make. Where do you go? You know you're going somewhere, and maybe, you know, whatever's going on. I mean, so that to me is, the question is, where do you go?
And I think that's everyone's own personal answer.
I'm not looking
that's
for
everyone's
you to tell
own
me exactly.
Personal answer, and
I think that's sometimes it can be you numbing out because you're trying to, like you said, let me get drunk because I don't want to deal with what's going on, and then there's numbing out because you're going somewhere else, and you get something else.
I don't think numbing, because at first you were trying, it's like, it's fine, you can give a new definition to the word, but I was just saying, as it's used colloquially, hard word to say, I mean, to go numb means there's no response, to go numb.
So
there's no response, and that's why I expressed my arm. You know, you're sleeping and your arm goes numb, and there's no response, it's like rubber, you can't do anything with it. It just flops around. And did I take my arm there? I don't know. I guess so. Consciously,
well, one
or
would
whatever,
say
so.
That your arm is not a part of your body at that point. I've had that experience. I wake up and I'm like, I remember as a kid, I put my hand under my pillow, like, and I feel it, and I'm like, what's this? Mm. Like, and for, you know, that split second between, before you're truly awake, you're like, what the hell is this? Mm. And you, because you don't feel it, you're pinching
right.
it or punching it, you don't
yeah.
feel it. And so, I mean, if your head does that, where does it go? And I'm not like pushing you to tell me where it goes, but I'm saying it would leave here. It's like dreaming. Where does it go?
Right. And I don't want to define everyone else's experience either. I can only define my own experience because it's my own experience.
So
and I share that.
I'm simply responding to the numbing out, though. I'm responding to numbing out because if you're numbed out, you leave. Where do you go? And again, it's not. I'm not asking you to tell me exactly where you go because it's not. That's really not even.
I mean,
there's a piece. The important piece is that you go somewhere. That's the important. The answer is you go somewhere.
And so it's not here. And so wouldn't you say, well, you're here?
No.
You're numbing out to go somewhere else.
Right.
Because you don't want to be here.
Right.
And wouldn't you again say, well, you're here?
I mean, you could say, I don't understand.
So when I would go into a different space and I would go, you know, I would say energetic is more valuable than the physical. You said, well, you're here. You're a physical being.
Right. So if you can't live in the numbness, if you're somebody that's numb 24/7, it's
right.
like, you know, you're living in the matrix. Mm. Like, okay. And if that's what you want, I'm not here. Again,
right.
like you said, I'm not commenting or making a judgment, but I do believe that, you know, this is a very personal statement, but we are energetic beings 100% of the time. But for the short period of time that we're here, we're physical too. So why not have fun with both? We're gonna have energy all the time. And I'm not saying deny the energy. I'm saying you can bring it here, which is a different concept. But the physical is just something right now. It's like going to an amusement park. Like, I could sit there and say, well, it's only, you know, we really live in the real world and everything. It's like, yeah, but you're here now. Go on the roller coaster if you want to.
Right.
Why? Because
right.
you can. Just
right.
just have fun with it. And if your mind is somewhere else, I'm not, again, trying to get you to tell me where it goes. But the fact that it goes somewhere, it says it could be anything. It could be, you know.
Right, yes. And, you know, there's an interesting parameter to it because as it's been described as, you know, numbing out and as quote-unquote society is kind of hijacked it and people hijack what the term means, and it's part of almost a cult to be a part of it. It's not the definition, when you say it's not the definition, I could be speaking out of turn, because yes, certainly there can be, we're talking about that all the time, there can be multiple definitions of things, and it doesn't have to be that definition. Yet I think it was as fascinating as we're just bringing a bigger awareness to numb, you know, to numbing out, and to what ramifications, if any, that has. I think there's you know, something very quantifiable and interesting about that.
So you're, so are you trying to say that numbing out closes what you're thinking about? You got it. Go. You got it. Good job. Is that, you know, the numbing out, I'm asking, when I describe it, I'm not saying this is what you're doing, is that your way of sort of saying that you deny responsibility and you just kind of say, screw it, I'm not doing any of this, and you just go blank, like almost you black out? I'm asking, when you say numb out, I'm thinking.
Well, I only know my experience in my, and I was just trying to give it as probably not as great as an example of what numbing out is, because then, you know, oftentimes I do sit and I watch the sports and I watch the play and I go, oh, that's going to happen, or I am involved. And so I think my emphasis was the participatory factor of it. And there really isn't, and you took it to a different place, which is cool, because again, I say the terminology has been hijacked to not mean a good thing.
But you are the first person to say that you're working all the time. You can be watching a TV show, and you've said this on other podcasts, and I get information. If you're, so I'm not disagreeing or challenging what you're saying. I am challenging it, but in a way of, you are always working, and you say that. So numbing out, and it could be that I'm not understanding what you're saying, because I'm listening, because we started off when you said about numbing out, and I'm like, I don't know what that is. Like, I haven't heard that term before. So, to me, if you're meaning like someone's like, I'm not doing this any, or, you know, whatever.
Well, the only way I could equate it was my arm, and saying there's no sensation, and there's no, it's like there's, you know, my arm goes dead. So basically you kind of sort of go dead, and I, you're right. I don't have really a huge reference to it besides that, because I am always working, and that's not, oh, I'm always working. I enjoy that. That's right. What I'm passionate about. Right. And I love to see what my awareness and my consciousness connects to, and you know, what I'm thinking and propelling. And then I say, oh, I got to write that down. I'm going to say something to Susan. We're going to do a podcast or whatever. And then sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. And so there's always activity. And I think the numbing and what I understand of it, because I take it from I've explained it from a physical, and I think the numbing is an expression of, you know, there's none of that. There's no positive, you know, there's no participation, there's no reaction, there's no way. It's just like, you know, something goes dead, you go dead, and I mean, we're all going to die. Yet to you know, replicate that while you're alive and go dead, to not have an experience on something. And you can, like the binge watching stuff. And you know, when you binge watch and like, you can't watch, like, I can't watch another episode. Like, I've watched, you know, how many in a row, and I think that's kind of an element where you've reached the oversaturation, and you're like, okay, but you didn't numb out. You just didn't stop and didn't go anywhere. And I think, you know, society has, and I'm not being like a square or anything, but, you know, there's lots of alcohol, there's lots of, you know, pot, there's lots of, you know, whatever, TV, you know, watching and
series. I think a lot of that is how people have learned to relax, because we live in a 24-hour a day constant barrage of, you know, I'll just throw out the word, it's a loose, facts. We're constantly 24 hours a day being, you know, like, right now, what are you doing? Like, you're going, you know, we go into it, and there's 24 hours a day.
Yep.
And so I think sometimes that's maybe the relaxing, that's the only way people can relax.
And, you know, it's intriguing to me what you're I just, it's intriguing to me because it's great what you, what does it mean? Because I had to go on my phone. Oh, wow. Huh. So, and then this isn't to you or me because I'm actually, you know, maybe, you know, I feel like, oh, did I get, you know, I want to like explore this more in culture. So what am I, did I not access?
So
did
what
I
are miss you on something? Your phone?
So you, I'm looking, what does it mean to numb out? Feeling emotionally numb or a general lack of emotion can be a symptom of several different, oh gosh, medical conditions or a side effect of some medications.
Oh, so there you go.
Oh my
so
God.
If you numb out.
Wait a minute, hold on. It can cause a sense of isolation or emotional disconnect from the rest of the world. The numbness can be unbearable for many people who experience it. And this was just a Google search. That's from healthline.com, a Google search of what does it mean to numb out? Because then I thought, let me look up this, you
so
know,
if
this,
you,
this
if
idiom.
You, so if you feel no emotion, you've, quote, numbed out. That's, there's a spell right there. So if you don't get caught in the emotion, you see it, you sense it, you feel it, but you don't respond to it, then you've numbed out. That's what that says. That, to me, is more healthy. If you respond and get caught in the emotion, then you're healthy? Is that what they're saying?
I don't know. I guess this is a disconnection versus a numbing versus relaxing. Are you disconnecting from life? Wow. I mean, I just thought that was, that's interesting because this is a great conversation and a great expression to have with you because I just thought that was, I don't know, I just thought that was a well-known, I don't know, I mean, I've heard that a lot. Oh, people numb out with, you know, over what's gone on this year, people just go numb with the binge-watching, you know, TV and series and downloading and, you know, computer games and...
So I
and food
don't understand and, that because I did whatever I was going to do. I didn't numb out, I mean, if that's what the conversation's about. But it's when you look it up, that's very telling that that's the description.
It's
that
escape
if you don't
life.
Respond
that's what it says, yeah.
With emotion, then you've numbed out and then all of those things occur. I think that's interesting because if you can numb out the emotion and you move with life, you're a better person for it.
And then that gets into an interesting, you know, I wasn't aware that it brings up medical, you know, situations and stuff like that. I just thought it was, you know, that's
funny. That's interesting that that's what the medical community would tell you. Well, you're not upset about something. You're not arguing. You're not out there with an opinion. Oh, have you numbed out? Are you depressed? Should I give you something? To me, I look at it as that's just one more, you know, obstacle to have to fight, to say, no, I'm fine. No, if you're not feeling this and you're not upset, maybe you need something. Maybe you're just depressed. It's like, no, maybe I just have a clarity and I'm not engaging in that. Well, you've numbed out. What?
You know, that's interesting. That was a huge thing that you said. I remember, like, from high school conversation about... That was a huge thing that you said just from the kid's standpoint of, you know, teachers telling them, oh, you must be depressed or something. And it's like, you know, what is that, a diagnosis from a high school teacher about you must be depressed? And then the kid thinks, oh, okay, this is what I have. I'm depressed, so there's something for it I can take so I don't want to feel this way.
No, because let's face it, challenges in this world can be difficult. I mean, if you're going to wake up to the stuff we're talking about, it's sometimes painful because you got to look at yourself. And isn't it easy to just take a pill and not have to deal with that? I mean, and that's what everyone's happy to give you very easily.
Yep.
Here you go. Yeah, we'll give you this, so we'll give you whatever it is that you need
and
so you don't feel that way.
Right, exactly.
Instead
and they're
of
telling
going
you what
through,
it's related to,
right.
too.
Yeah. Instead of just feeling the feeling... And moving with it. And it's not... I'm not saying it's easy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so...
Oh, my God. This is... So, I'm looking at... The Urban Dictionary says numbing out is a psychology / recovery term when someone is procrastinating, isolating themselves, and going nowhere, being stalled and not taking care of business.
Oh, geez, business. We just had a conversation about business and not taking care of business.
And here's the example sentence. I should have solved the problem, but I was just numbing out. I really need to do something.
And that would go right against everything we've said. We talk about doing it from a different standpoint, from the oneness. And this is saying... That's a mistake. You're not responding. Right. It's, you know, we've talked in the past about situations, and sometimes we've said sometimes you got to walk away.
Yep.
Not forever, but sometimes something's just not working. You got to just close it down and walk away and come back to it later. Is that numbing? No, it's understanding the energy is going to work for you. Sometimes it needs a little bit of space. So along the way, you've got to go off and do other things. We talk about that. And that's the whole waiting thing that we get into. You're not waiting. But that right there, if I read that and I'd say, oh my God, I should be this, I should be that, I should be doing this. And because I'm not, I'm numbing out. Give me some medicine.
Right.
I'm withdrawing from life.
And here's the whole other end of it. This is wild. So I scroll a little bit further, and it gives a definition of numbed out, and I'm just going to paraphrase it. And it says it's the feeling you get when a certain drug hits your brain. It's a rush of euphoria all over. It's like, what? That's the Urban Dictionary? Okay.
I think it's evident through our own conversation that the term is loose. It's a loose term. There's no definition to it. And people, it's like you were saying on an earlier podcast, this girl, oh, I'm such a spaz. It's like, well, it has a meaning to everyone. And when you're using it on yourself, you're saying it wasn't. And it's like, but what is her definition versus, especially when you're getting into slang and kind of these, you know, buzzwords that aren't like specifically in the dictionary with a specific meaning. It kind of gets in this space of, well, what is it? Because you have an idea of what you thought when you defined it. Yeah. And when you described it to me, I went into a space of what I thought. Right. And I'm like, oh, so you're not here. And I can hear if I were like, oh, I'm not emotional. All this stuff's going on. And, you know, people like, oh, you're numb. I know, you know, in my life, there was a point in time where things were, I mean, there was a lot of tragedy, whatever. And everyone said to me, well, you're in shock. And I was like, I'm not in shock. I'm trying right now to really keep my head about me. And it's like, well, you're in shock. And it's like, well, I for various reasons, I had to stay in a space instead of like, crazy. Yeah. It's just, that didn't help me. Yeah. It wasn't because, oh, I'm responsible. It's because that wasn't going to help me.
Right.
And so, once again, everyone steps into somebody else's life and says, you need this, or you're doing that, or you should be doing that, and look what you're doing, or whatever. And it's if you know, and you know in your heart, whether you're avoiding or whether you're denying, you know. You really know. And if you're honest with yourself, then nobody's going to tell you anything.
Right.
And if you're not honest with yourself, well, then have fun with it, because you're going to, you know, I'm the victim. It's like, okay, that must be what you enjoy. And I've said that to people who are, they get livid with me. And I'm like,
how dare you say, and that creates more victimhood.
Exactly.
For them.
She said that about me. It's like, you know what? And the truth is, I say it out of kindness and love. I'm like, I'm telling you, stop doing it. You're doing this. Yeah. I'm not doing it. Yeah. You're doing it. Yeah. And, you know, then there's some people that don't, but I just think it's so funny when people come in and tell you, and especially with what we're talking about of the oneness of everything. Mm. And so if I'm responding a certain way because I feel the oneness, and someone else is saying, well, what do you do? Are you this? Are you that? It's like, it's irrelevant. They're going to see whatever they see.
And, you know, and the important part about, you know, it's not about the them, no. They, the, and you weren't making that. I'm just kind of saying something aside here that, you know, it really is about you stepping into more of you and accessing all that you can and getting in that realm of abundance and not letting, you know, terminology, you know, if it does trigger you, then dealing with that and not, you know, not accepting, oh, okay, that's what it is and that's what I have and this is the diagnosis and this is the you know, the medication or whatever it is to for that diagnosis, and, you know, just kind of going along with it when it could be something, you know, different. And that's not a medical, that's not medical advice at all. That's just generic, about anything. We don't give medical advice.
No, let me just say one thing on that note. There's two things, actually. First of all, I you know, when you said let's do a podcast, and it's like, okay, what is it about? And you're like, and you numb, you know, your arm felt numb because of you banged it, and so you said, let's talk about numbing out, and it's like you didn't know where we were going. And after having the conversation, I think what's so important about why we brought that up is because that is a medical diagnosis. And when you go into the oneness and you understand, it doesn't mean people don't still say nasty things to you or hurtful things. And it doesn't mean that you still get what you called screwed. Things still occur, but your response to it is less emotional and much more, okay, like, all right, so this is what occurred, so this is going to make me do blah 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 or whatever, and sometimes that's the way the energy guides it,
right?
Or, and you're going to, so the emotional piece starts to kind of wane away, and therefore this numbing could be the first thing someone says, oh, you're not, you know, something's wrong because you're not feeling, and of course that would be the first response,
right?
And we're here to say no. That is at least the beginning. It doesn't mean you don't get triggered, but a lot of that heavy drama, emotional crap tends to go away a little bit.
Right.
First of all, on a funny note, I saw somewhere Joe Rogan was ivermectin. He had said he got COVID, and he said, and you know what? And I had a conversation. And I said, you know, it's funny. This is what he says, and And it was my son, and he says to me, well, if you listen to the whole Joe Rogan, because I don't listen to him, but he's like, if you listen to it, he says, and he doesn't, even, he's like, he says, number one, I'm a comedian, and I'm a, like an MMC or whatever, one of the fight commentators.
Okay.
And he says, if you got a problem, go to your goddamn doctor. I know. I'm a comedian. So when you, and the reason I say it is because when you say, hey, we're not giving out medical advice, guess what? We're not doctors,
right?
And I don't.
Right.
I'm not going to ever allow you, and I will never myself say that because if you have an issue, you deal with it however you deal with it.
Right.
I'm not here to tell you what to do, and we've made that. We're that's the only time I'm going to qualify a single thing I say anymore.
Yeah.
Because when he said it, and I'm like, God damn, it's true.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't control what you're gonna do.
Right.
I'm a comedian, and I think it's MMC or whatever the fighting. I'm a commentator.
Yeah.
Why are you gonna take advice from me? I had my conversation with my doctor, and I thought, Jesus, the guy's right.
Right.
He had a conversation with his doctor. He made his decisions.
Yeah.
Whatever they were, I'm not judging them.
Yeah.
I don't care. It worked for him. God bless.
Right.
And so that's the end of it. If someone asked, and I was like, geez, you know, it's true, and it's the same with us.
Yeah.
This does. I'm not going to qualify at all. We're not given. No, we're two women having an intelligent conversation, telling everyone to think for themselves.
Right.
And you will know if I need to contact a doctor, I need to contact a psychiatrist, whatever it is, it will show up for you because you're looking for the solution. If you're not looking for a solution, then none of what we say matters anyways. And that's it.
Thank you for subscribing and listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon Authors pages and Google Play Books for our books and ebooks, and our fan link for podcasts available everywhere. Find music from the Free Rock Trio and New Threads everywhere too.